All right, IvyCast, here we are pulling out for another day at kindergarten, our last day of our first week at kindergarten. How's it going, kiddo?
Good.
Good? We're happy with kindergarten? Mm-hmm. Yep.
And on Monday, I don't have to go to school.
That's true. Monday is Labor Day. So there'll be no school on Monday. Short week for your second week. That's pretty good. All right, so we're going to do another Jetpack Jane story today, yes? Oh, also we have our standing special guest. She's now a regular, but she's always special.
Hello.
That's Mommy. All right. All right, so once upon a time, one day, outside... Ooh, I've forgotten the school's name.
Woodlake.
Very good. Woodlake Elementary. Outside Woodlake Elementary, in the playground, there are a bunch of kids. And what are their names, Ivy?
Bippy,
which is short for Bipameth. And Oliver, and Mary, and sweet, cute little Janie.
Aww.
Little Janie.
She
is unpresupposing. She is very demure. Do you know what the word demure means, Ivy?
No.
You do? Oh, you don't. It means sort of quiet and shy and doesn't get in anybody's way. Is she really? What is she really?
Jetpack Jane.
She's really Jetpack Jane, but we don't know that yet. That's not, yeah. So, you know what's happening out in the playground? The kids are playing with a kite. They're playing with a kite, and it's way up in the air, and it's so cool. And what design is the kite?
Triangle square.
It's a triangle square kite. So they're flying it around there, and it's really great. And Oliver has the string in his hands, and he's running. He says, "Watch this, everybody!" And he runs, and it shoots way up in the air. And you know what happens?
What?
Gets all tangled up in the big tree that's out on the playground.
No.
Oh, that's way up there. And everybody's like, "Oliver, why?" And he's like, "I didn't mean to." No, the kite's up in the tree and it's a bummer. It's a big bummer. And
it's his kite.
And it's his kite and he's sad about it. And he's like, "My triangle square kite. Ah, it's up in a tree." And just then, what do they hear? And everybody looks up and points at the sky and what do they say?
"Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Jetpack Jane."
That's right. That's right. Exactly right. Jetpack Jane comes flying up on her jetpack and hovers next to the tree. She carefully reaches out and untangles the triangle square kite from the big tree. And she pulls the string that's gotten all snarled up around all the branches and everything. She pulls it all out and gets it all organized and flies down and lands next to Oliver. And she hands him the kite and says, "Be more careful with your kites, citizens." And Oliver says, "Hi, I will, Jetpack Jane. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. You are the best, Jetpack Jane. Thank you for saving our things from high places. Yeah, it's fantastic. Thank you so much." And everybody says, "Ah, Jetpack Jane, you're amazing." She's like, "No problem, citizens." And she puts a little fist in the air. And what does she say?
Away.
And she flies off. And everybody's like, "Oh, I can't believe Jetpack Jane was here. It was amazing. That Jetpack Jane." And just then, little Janie comes walking out of the school where she had gone to put something in her locker. In her cubby. She needed to put something away in her cubby. And everybody says, "Ah, Janie, you missed Jetpack Jane. Jetpack Jane was here. It was incredible. Jetpack Jane. She flew up and she's in her kite and Jetpack Jane." And Janie says, "Oh, Jetpack Jane. You guys are always on about Jetpack Jane. I've never seen her. I don't believe it. I just don't believe Jetpack Jane is even a thing. You guys are just fooling me." Wink. Why does she wink? Because she really is Jetpack Jane. She's Jetpack Jane's secret identity, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or Jetpack Jane is her secret identity.
Yes.
All right. Listen, we're not quite to school yet. You wanna talk a little bit about Jetpack Jane's origin story?
Should we wait for the next podcast?
Should we wait for the next episode for that?
No.
Nope.
No,
you wanna keep talking about Jetpack Jane's origin story? All right. So part two of Jetpack Jane today. Because we knocked out the first part early in the standard format of a standard Jetpack Jane story. So one day, little Janie's walking down the street. Little tiny Janie, sweet little Janie, walking down the street. And you know what? She's sad.
Aww.
And here's why she's sad, is because she lives in a family of superheroes.
Does she know?
Yep, she does. This is established canon, Mommy.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, yes. She lives in a family of superheroes. Her dad can climb tall buildings in a single climb.
No, he can. He
He has really big muscles, too. He's also very strong. And her mom can... what can her mom do?
Her mom has laser eyes.
Has laser eyes. That's right. That's right. And her dog...
is very bouncy.
He can blow up into a ball shape and bounce all over the place.
Yeah, and her cat has very good hearing.
Her cat has very, very good hearing, yes. Yes, super hearing. But she, little Janie, was
actually, her cat can hear echoes from any part of town.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, cat can hear echoes from any part of town. But Janie was born without any superpowers. She is an unpowered person in a powered family. And it's rough for her because she wants to go fight crime with her family, but she has no superpowers. So she's walking down the street moping about that, and suddenly, you know what happens?
Well, her dog and cat don't mostly go out.
Mostly not, yeah. Yeah. You know what happens? Suddenly, there's a huge truck crash right in front of her. Crash, crunch, and a truck's tire falls off, and it crunches to the ground. And the back door of it flops open. And you know what's inside?
What?
All of these high-tech... things. All sorts of fancy high-tech gear and apparatus and devices in the back of this truck. And you know who hops out of the truck and says, oh my gosh, my truck! Dr. Sinestro.
We don't know him yet.
Not yet. He's just some guy right now. But later we're going to know him as Dr. Sinestro. And he says, oh, my truck! I can't do anything about it. And Janie says, I can help. I can help. I have a cell phone my parents gave me. And I can call for a tow truck. And he says, would you please? That'd be so great. She says, I would. Tell you what, as a favor to me, can I have that jetpack? And he says, if you will call me a tow truck, yes, you can have my jetpack. Yes, fine. So she takes the jetpack, straps it on, calls a tow truck. And the tow truck comes and fixes the truck, presumably. And Jetpack Jane...
And also, Dr. Sinestro helps her strap it.
Helps her strap it on. It's like, here, let me help you with this, because you're just a kid. And then... off she flies and becomes Jetpack Jane. And that's Jetpack Jane's origin story. She got her jetpack.
And she's now a gadget superhero.
And she's now... she's an equipment hero.
Yes.
She doesn't have powers and she doesn't have special training yet. She has equipment. And that's her deal.
All right, Ivy, here we are. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll just stop here, I guess. Is this the plan?
Yep. Can you unbuckle?
All right. See you, Ivy Cast.
Good morning.